Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a new... Boy, talking about mixed up. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a mobile amateur radio club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. A little out of breath this evening. I don't know why. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM.
N2PFM, George. What's going on up your way this evening?
I don't know, I'm having such total disgust with this computer, I want to just throw it out the window. I finally had to get by a $25 program from NCH Hardware that would play folders on a DVD. And I still can't understand why, at least on some of the things here, Windows Media Player will only play the audio of them, but not the video. It's probably something deceptively simple, but I just can't seem to get anybody who can tell me what's going on. I probably have to take a yellow guy, maybe I could give $50-$100 to it, be able to get the thing right down there in Utica or something. I mean, I'm about ready to do anything. And let's see, it was 55 to 80 today, and the temperature is 64 right now. N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, sounds like one of those unforgiving problems that you run across with some of the programs that you put on the computer. I know I've run into a couple of stumbling blocks myself with things through the years, and sometimes they kind of surface with instructions and straightens it out. Other times, like you say, you just need to get somebody that's got a little bit more of a savvy on what's going on with it. It really can be annoying and frustrating, so I know exactly where you're at. It's not fun when you can't get it to do what you want it to. Okay, well, 7-3, and have a good evening, George. I think we're going to have a relatively warm one this evening, and that's okay. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
WA to you.
KC2QQR. Chuck. This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink. Good evening.
All right, we've got three more. We've got KD2FPM, Kevin. KC2QQR, Chuck. WA2U, John. Kevin, we'll start with you because you're on Echolink. KD2FPM.
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, everybody on board, and my apologies, I got in late because I was getting out of a meeting down in Delhi, and I'm just kind of stopped at a friend's house demonstrating Echolink for him, so, and there is another station there. Hopefully, Bob, you got him before when you did Echolink. His name is Troy, so hopefully you got to chat with him, too. Yeah, I've got 68 degrees down here in Delhi, New York, some clouds overhead, and it is a little sticky out here, so I think things are heating up here, and it's starting to feel a little bit like summer. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, always great to have you check in with us, and have a great evening. Yeah, I'll tell you what, maybe we'll get a little bit of summer out of this mess, so be a whole lot better than June we had last year and the year before. All right, we've got KC2QQR. Chuck, what's going on down your way?
KC2QQR. Had a good day today. Kind of went by fast. Been here the most of the day at my workplace. In and out of buildings, and I was enjoying the sunlight, the beautiful sun, the warm weather in between that, and didn't really do a whole lot, but got some things accomplished, which was good. And in any event, I was messing around with my 40-meter antenna out there, getting up a little bit higher. So I got it up a little bit higher, so I'm going to play around with that tonight and see what I get. Who knows? But other than that, it looks like it's right around 69 over here in Vernon, so definitely cooled off a little bit. The temperature was, when I was working outside, it was right around between 78 and 80, so, and the sunlight definitely felt a lot warmer. But I'm not complaining. I'll take it versus what we had last week, that's for sure. I was quite deceptive last week. It was such a difference because we had the high temperatures, and then we went down. I think we got as low as around 41. I don't know what day it was, but it was pretty chilly out. Definitely a change, but seems like we're going back into the groove of things here, so that's always a good thing. And other than that, I'll say 7-3 to everyone tonight. Hope everyone has a great evening and a good day tomorrow. So 7-3 to KC2QQR, back to net control.
All right, Chuck. Well, glad to have you check in with us. And yeah, you're right. I think we're on the way possibly to having a normal June summer, at least the beginning of it. So we're getting real close to first day of summer, and may it be a warm, cozy one and lots of sunshine. I think we all can do with that. All right, have a good evening and take care. WA2U, John, how are things down at Hinkley Lake?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Bob, and the assembled multitude on frequency. It's about 66 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Absolutely gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Normally we're not here on Thursday evenings, but a little change. People usually come over and sit around the fire ring or around this evening. They got some other things going on tomorrow, so that precluded their participation. Had a good day today, and Kathy worked out around the garden, did some weeding. I finally... Oh, projects and projects, Bob, and anyone can relate to it. I finally got one of the wheels on the sharpener here for the chain sharpener that I've got mounted on a table. It's been out there a number of months, so getting that set up for sharpening the chains for the chainsaw, and did that. Ordered some parts for the trimmer that I got a few days ago, so every time you change from old grass blade to the circular saw type blade, you need a different deflector, so I got some of that stuff ordered. Should be getting that, so I spent some time out on the little deck here. Kathy was watching some TV, so a couple of 807s, my Thursday night Maduro, and didn't even have the radio on, just was sitting out there listening to the wood thrush, and boy, I never realized, let me do a reset, listening all to, boy, I can't believe all the bikes that are out there. Well, you know, when you go out in the evening, you get to hear a lot of different sounds that you don't hear during the day, so it's out relaxing, and things are cooling off, and just taking in nature, so thankful for all that and being up here, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. The bugs were staying away, of course, so what other projects? Ordered a new holster today. Sounds like some boring stuff, but anyways, it's checked on some other stuff for some friends of mine.
I had a great day today with it being as clear as it was and sunny. I got out and I did some projects down by the garage. You know, a friend of mine's boat sank a week or so ago. Yeah, we got that up and out. I got the engine running for him, but had to drain the tank and a lot of fuel. Wouldn't you know it, he had filled it up just prior to that. So, separating the fuel, the good fuel, from the bad. And it takes some time to, you know, do it in containers and try to get it so you can put it in one area where it can be collected accordingly and, you know, not be an environmental problem. But other than that, it was a great day. Really enjoyed it. And, yeah, we got some things done in the garden also, and just overall enjoyed the day. So with that, I'll make another call. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins. Any station, anywhere.
TC2WI.
TC2WI. Pete, I hope you had a good day today, and hope you got to enjoy the weather and maybe get out and relax a little bit.
Yeah, TC2WI, well, I really didn't get out as much as I wanted to. I did get a little bit at the end of the day. I went over to the Moose River and went for a little swim, and just about, of course, when I went to go out was when the clouds came over, but the water's not too bad. It's a lot warmer today. The Moose River today seemed a lot warmer. I mean, like 10 degrees, maybe more warmer than the Black River did yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. I mean, it was cold, but and I didn't expect I was going to go swim for very long. I didn't for too long anyway. But total difference between the two rivers. I don't know if it was the rivers or the temperature or what, but really interesting. And then I did a computer job on. Went to Boonville. I biked. I was going to go to Forestport, but I got done with the computer thing a little bit too late, so I only made it from Boonville over to the backside of the Nirvana field there, and I said that's enough. I'm not going to get back in time to socialize, so I turned around, and now I'm I was listening with a handheld here in Lyons Falls, but I couldn't get in, so I had to come out to the car. Pretty, really nice evening. It's nice and cool. The house, I shut the front door because there was too much hot air blowing in. So I think it's going to be reasonable, and I don't know, though. It's going to start getting toasty, so all I'd love to do is go out and go camping for a couple days, especially right now. It's the longest days of the year, and wait too long and they start getting shorter, I think 5 days from now. So, I don't know, nothing ever works out right as far as that, but I'm going to just probably have to drop everything and do it if I want to do it. Other than that, not too much else going on here, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know what you mean with the days. Yeah, we're up pretty much, like you say, 5 or 6 days right now. I think it's even 4 since we're the 16th. And on the 20th, that's the longest day and the first day of summer. So, yeah, then they start going down a minute a day. And collectively, by the end of July, boy, I'll tell you what, it's already getting dark earlier than you expected or wanted to. But I'm enjoying it well. It's like earlier when I started the net. It was still light out here, and I certainly enjoyed it. But, yeah, I'm glad you got out and at least got to get a swim. And I think with the temperature difference in the rivers or the streams, depends on the shallows and the water they go over with the sun. And they warm up pretty quickly or rapidly. And if you get to deep areas, of course, it collectively gets the colder water. But, well, I'll tell you what, I've been a couple of times through the years in some of the streams early on, and boy, it amazed me, actually, how warm they were. But in reality, I don't think the water depth was much more than 3 to 4 feet. And of course, it rolled over a lot of stones and rocks and what have you in the shallows, so that warmed it up very quick. Okay, have a good evening, Pete, and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Make an additional call for check-ins. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point?
WAQ of comment.
Okay, John, pick it up.
Well, he's got a comment. Let's see. I was thinking of the shallow water. I remember the days of canoeing and the advantages that, you know, with a canoe, you could get through the water. You wouldn't have much water to paddle with, but it was kind of a, used to borrow our friend's canoe. We had a 17-foot Grumlin, and boy, the places you could go with that, because it was, you know, fairly good size, a canoe, so kind of a blast to do that. I had a comment for George. Maybe George will get a kick out of this. I remember years ago, I had a computer with all kinds of things on it, and I sent it out. Pete knows, I don't know, remember the guy's name, but sent it off to have a tech fix it, because my father always used to have a saying, you pay nothing for nothing, that's what you get. You get nothing. So, anyways, whatever you pay, that's what, hopefully you get some results of that. But I remember getting, George, I hope you're sitting down, I remember getting a bill back. The guy said, oh, your computer's all set, it's all ready to go. And I said, well, you know, how much is it? And it was $400. $400 for a repair. But back in the early 90s, it was not unheard to have a 14-4 modem fax and Colorado tape backup drive. I know Pete's probably rolling with all this archaic stuff. Let's see, 250 megabyte hard drive, DOS, I don't know, what was it, 5.1, Windows 3.11 for workstations or something, I don't know. 5 1/4 inch drive, floppy drive, what's that nowadays? But yeah, you can spend thousands of dollars it on the computer, and then you had non-interlaced or interlaced the monitor, you know, they were all like 14 inch and they weren't even monochrome. You were lucky if you had color, and that was just a whole bunch of interesting things back in the day. But what they cost nowadays, what you can buy a computer at many places for, or even, you know, I have some friends that have like terabyte backup drives. They just plug them into the computer and they worry about backing up, and they just back up everything, this monstrous vault type thing. And they're so inexpensive. I guess the price of a computer now is what the monitors used to cost. So I think when it comes to certain aggravation, you just have to put it on a scale of things and go, well, do I want to be unhappy forever and kind of pick at it, or do I just want to bite the bullet? Or do I find a tech and say, you know, how much is it an hour, and here's a list of the problems, and just send it off and have them fix it, bring it back home, and hopefully it it all plays, and there's something to be said for the level of aggravation. It is only a computer, so you just have to put the scale of things and let somebody else worry about it and fix it if it's possible to do that. So again, you pay nothing, you get nothing. So there's my 2 cents on the topic. WAT back to that.
Roger, John, I know what you mean. Yeah, I do that a lot with different things. You know, if it's something I can repair, I'll at least take care of it and get the problem taken care of, I do it. But I weigh it for what it's worth, and a lot of the things that I have are antiquated anyway. And when I get to that stage where they've got a problem, I start thinking the same way you do. You know, what does it cost per hour? And you know, doggone well, it's going to be a minimum of 2, possibly 4 or 6, depending on what the problems are, to get it fixed. So, you know, you throw it up against the wall and say, nah, that's it, I'll go get another one. But, yeah, it's just, I've been down that road a few times, and, yeah, you bite the bullet on some of them, other things you can get by with. All right, there are any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
I just want to add some icing to that whole thought, WATU.
Okay, John.
I probably spent, this was in the early 90s. I know Pete was over to the house. Pete and I only lived a few hundred yards, I guess, apart. Back in the day in the 80s and when we were in Clay, but I had a computer I spent probably $4,000 or $5,000 on, and then time went by and different things, different interests. And I remember when I was moving stuff around in my den / ham shack and stuff, and I tried to give the computer to a friend of mine across the street, and it was still functioning, it still worked, and I had to do a lot of arm twisting. I said, well, the tower's still good. You can at least use the box. So he accepted it, and it still had a good power supply. But here was something, you know, a few years later, even though it cost $3,000 or $4,000, I couldn't basically give it away. And he didn't need any additional door stops, WATU.
Yep, been there. I know, and I wasn't too involved in it back then, in the late 80s or even the mid 80s, and Sherry was. She worked with Honeywell at that time, and of course she was always on the computer, you know, Mac and a few others, and was big at that time. I'll tell you what, yeah, the cost of them was horrendous if you wanted one that really did the job for you and covered what you wanted to, but boy, they didn't have the networks they do today, and it was a lot of, well, how do I want to put it? If wording comes about the right way, I think it was a lot of nuisance in a lot of ways, but it was something new you felt like you had to get into. And, of course, she enjoyed it because she was on a computer all the time. But when I had problems, it had serious ones. And there wasn't too many people around to fix it. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KC2MBU, one more for the count.
Okay, Ray, KC2MBU, how was your day?
All my day was a zoo. What a mess. We went out to Waterloo to the auction, and just past exit 30, exit 40, there was an accident, a rollover, a camping trailer rolled over, and they had the thruway closed down. It was backed up for about 20 miles. But traffic came to a standstill right there at exit 40, so I snuck off, and then got stuck in traffic in Syracuse for almost an hour. It took me an hour to make it around the accident, back up, and back onto the thruway. Got to the auction 2 minutes before it was supposed to start, but it was their anniversary sale, so they had an RV sale ahead of time, and so the auction started half an hour early. And of course, at 2 cars a minute, they'd already sold 60 cars out of lease lane by the time I got in the gate, and I missed all my cars.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it sounds like one of my days. I've had days like that. That is totally aggravating, and I know I went south one time and on the thruway and had the same thing. It was an accident. Truck went off the road, whatever. But boy, when it backs up on a thruway, it backs up.
Sorry about that. My portable battery went dead.
Are you still able to continue on with it, Ray, or is it done?
I switched radios, so how much did you hear?
Well, I got to the point where the cars are all sold on you that you were looking for, and yeah, all I did was re-comment on that, or, you know, with travel going south with an accident type thing, and I'll tell you what, it can back up for a long ways in a hurry on the thruway.
It sure did. To make matters worse, I had purchased a trailer out in Buffalo on Tuesday, and I had them deliver it to the auction, Rochester Syracuse Auto Auction, and when I got there, it was missing. It wasn't there. Come to find out, they thought that it was supposed to be in the RV sale, and so they put it in the auction, and they sold it to somebody.
After you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it in Buffalo. They delivered it to Rochester, and the Rochester guys saw it outside the gate and thought that, oh, that's supposed to be in the RV sale. So they put it in the sale and sold it to somebody else.
Boy, talk about the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing. That's a typical scenario.
I told the auction I didn't even have the paperwork on it yet, and I can't sell it because I don't have the paperwork, and so I had them cancel the sale. Not to mention, it sold for $300 less than I paid for it. So, I would have been bad all the way around.
Boy, I guess. Somebody owes you the sale price.
No. Whatever. After paying delivery to Rochester and everything else, I didn't buy it to turn around wholesale it and lose $300.
Wow. Yeah, I can see where you had a bad day today.
Well, at least it wasn't me that was rolled over in the ditch, and I suppose you should look at the good and not the bad. I made it home in one piece, and I got my trailer home in one piece.
Well, true enough, Ray. All right, well, glad you at least got home safe, and probably much delayed over what it would have been, but I don't know. Sometimes you run into that. I did that in the wintertime one time when it threw away, so I know what you mean. It just makes a mess of the whole day. All right. Well, you have a good evening, and I'll put out a final call. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Info for Ray, WATU.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, Ray, I don't know if you have a pen or pad or something you can write something down and give you a little bit of heads up. Maybe somebody else might be interested in this, but due to that situation, and it sounds like you travel the thruway frequently. There's good weather and bad weather. You'd think you'd run into more problems than bad weather, but there's a couple frequencies here you might be interested in, other people might be interested in. There's two of them, actually, and they kind of alternate as you go down the thruway. And they're on UHF. It's 453.425. That's 453.425. And the other one is 453.525. 453.525. I can actually hear them up here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. So you can put them both in your handheld or whatever. And in the wintertime, they give a weather report on the hour, all the toll booths from Buffalo right on through. And if there's accidents and stuff, and cause you had that on, they give you a little bit of heads up. So 453-425, 453-525,
WATU, back to that. Okay, John, very good info. With that, we'll make a final hearing done. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency and a repeater to regular amateur use. Want to thank Ray, Pete, Kevin down in Oneonta, Chuck out in Vernon, John down in Hinkley, and George for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening. 7-3 to all. And via AOW clear.
This is KC2, QQF for the Oneonta County Traffic and Emergency Net. Currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
Good evening, KC2NBU, no traffic.
Okay, thank you for your check-in, KC2 November Bravo Uniform. Any other stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic?
N5AOW, good evening. No traffic.
Thank you. N5AOW, thank you again, Bill. Any other stations with or without traffic tonight for Octane? This is KC2 QQR for Octane. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. This is Octane. Alright, final call for Octane. Any stations with or without traffic? Alright, nothing else heard. Thank you, Ray and Bill, for checking in tonight. 7-3 saw who's listening. Have a wonderful evening. Good day tomorrow. KC2 QQR going back to that frequency.